Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to this week's blooming episode of the Super Chevy Brothers podcast, where the season of renewal brings fresh topics and lively discussions. Mom rejoins the fray with her insightful review of the movie Poor Things, while the boys delve into the depths of Helldivers and navigate through a week of sparse news. So, grab a bouquet of entertainment and join us for another vibrant episode of the Super Chevy Brothers podcast.
Welcome back to the Super Chevy Brothers podcast. This is episode 131, and it is March the 15th.
15th, yes.
We are in the Ides of March.
The Ides. That was a great movie. Mm-hmm.
Is that what the movie's called?
Yeah. The Ides of March.
Well, we're in the Ides of March. It is almost springtime. Welcome back to the show, Mom.
Thank you. It's good to be back to the
You missed out
cast.
On a banger of
Oh, I did
I mean, miss it. I think actually the whole world missed out on a banger because we cut out like 30 minutes of the banging. But we should just make an OnlyFans or a Patreon and just have people it's just like a fight session. you can pay to watch the whole shebang. You want to relive the Kennedy pushing the button? Yeah, is he going to do it? Is that going to do it, Days? Just listen to the podcast. That's what we should do. I'll start an OnlyFans this week. I think they allow podcasts now. I don't even know anymore.
They're for everything, but you know, we all know what it's really for.
We all know what it's mostly for. Well, what'd you guys do this past week? It's been a week and a day since the last show.
I've been playing a lot of Balatro. It's been really fun. Actually played a lot right before Balatro. I've mentioned it last podcast. It's the poker-based roguelite that came out a few weeks ago. It's really good. It's just like, you know, poker, but with like power-ups and stuff like that. It's really good. It's really fun. I feel like it's like as good as like Slay the Spire and stuff like that. Been playing a lot of that, though. It's really good.
Do you know what that game is that I don't know what it's called? Because I don't know. We live now at a time where people try to give as little information as possible so that you engage with something more. There's a game that people are playing on TikTok, and sometimes you don't really see it on Twitch so much. I see it on YouTube sometimes. They never list the name of it, okay? It's kind of like a retro stylish game, but it's in first person. You are someone, and across from you is another creature. It's kind of humanoidish, but it's not a person, right? And there's a shotgun in the middle of the table, and it's like Russian roulette with a shotgun. Except you have these power-ups, some like handcuffs. Mm-hmm. You can put handcuffs on the other guy, and then you get to take his turn for like two turns. There's a magnifying glass.
I've never
you know
heard
whether...
of this.
Yeah, I know, but it looks really interesting and fun. If you go to TikTok and you like scroll through and you get, you know, it'll show you live stuff sometimes. That game is like there. One out of every six of the things I see, no one ever says the name of the game. It looks interesting, but I don't know what
Never
the game's called.
It.
So you sit across the guy, right, and you each have lives, I guess. And then so you either decide you get to use your power-ups or resources, and then you have to decide whether to shoot yourself or shoot at the other guy. So it shows you, like, there are this many live shells and this many not live shells, like blanks. And it loads them into the shotgun. And
oh, my.
Yeah, I think, and from what I can tell, if you shoot at yourself, you get another turn. But if you shoot at the other person, your turn ends. And so, like, you have to, it's pretty interesting game. I just have no clue.
I've never seen this or heard
probably
of it.
Probably just that's some super simple, like, shotgun roulette or something.
Are you sure Russia doesn't own TikTok? Trying to convince Americans.
Okay,
it's literally called, okay, Jesus, I found it. It's Buckshot Roulette on.
Oh, dear.
It's actually pretty.
Oh, dear.
It looks like it's pretty fun. Mom, actually, I'm going to have you play this game.
No.
Oh, I think she'd love it.
It's not like gory. It's.
She's like, no.
I'll post a. If you go to the chat, I'll post a link there so you can see. But it's not gory or anything.
Okay.
Not gory.
All right. No, just killing.
But yeah, it's an interesting looking game. I never thought to search just shotgun roulette. It's buckshot roulette, but there it is.
Wow.
That sounds cool.
Okay. It sounds like a game.
Outside of that, what have you been doing, Mom?
My usual egg ink and Zen game. Just trying to keep, you know, the brain going. Oh, what I have done, you know, we all play Wordle, which we don't. I think only Dad and Kareem play that. But I do the crosswords every day. So I get those in my email, and I do the crosswords. And at first, I felt a little intimidated because, you know, that crosswords and jigsaw puzzles are my thing, but I hadn't done them in so long, and I kind of am into it now. So every day I do the crossword puzzle, and I'm getting pretty good at it, pretty astute and on top of things. And the other item I mentioned, my jigsaw puzzles, I'm really getting into those. So
I know you've been asking us what you should do next.
Right. So I got a couple of new ones and I still haven't decided, but I will unwrap one tomorrow and get started. So I'm really into like a large picture, like a woman's face, and I'm kind of into women's faces right now.
By the way, if you take a look at my screen, you can see the game.
Yeah, I was Googling it earlier. I think I might find
it. Look in the Discord. You'll see I'm streaming it to you.
Okay, if I watch that, can you hear it?
No, it's not. No, no one can hear it. It's fine. Okay. It's fine.
That's cool. I think I want to play that. It looks fun.
Yeah, it's kind of thing looking.
Oh my god.
Relax. What do you mean? Oh my god. That looks fun. Anyway, well, I'm glad you're getting into some kind of activity, Mom. Try to steer some of that energy into video games, please. This is what
that'd
pay
be really
you
nice
for.
If you could play some video games, that'd be so cool if you could do that. I would really respect it if you'd play some video games.
Play this one. You can do this one.
Yeah, like this looks, I don't know, this looks cool. It's actually not out. I don't know how people are playing it.
It's not out?
Because on Steam it says it's not out yet.
So March 15th. It just started today.
Oh, Steam doesn't say, like, it's not on Steam. What is it on then?
Release date, April 4th.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's got to be somewhere.
It said March 15th, so.
On the trailer it says
I will
March 15th,
check it out.
But it's got to be somewhere.
It's not ready. All right, let me know for sure. I will check it out. I can at least do that.
It's on itch.io, so.
What?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Okay, maybe, I don't know.
It's a dollar.
That looks
so
really cool.
It's a dollar.
Oh. Okay, that's cool.
Big investment, yeah.
So you're going to play that's... Mom. Right, you'll play if I get it for a dollar.
Yeah, if you get it, yeah, that's big bank. Yeah.
Okay, well, you can play it. You can stream it right here at Super Chevy Brothers HQ. Okay.
Okay.
Headquarters. That's what HQ stands for.
Oh.
That was my silence and okay. lame voice. But...
I thought it meant high quality. Let's go.
It sure is your silence of the lamb's voice.
All right. Well, Mom, do you have a treat for us today?
Oh, you mean a movie? Yes, I do.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You still gotta change that, man. There's something wrong with that.
Just... Okay, hold on. Look, I get it. Everyone's got an opinion, all right? But I paid for that, okay? I hired a voice actor, and they gave me...
Did you hire a voice actor?
That was the best cut, and they did a great job, in my opinion, okay?
Did you hire a voice actor? Or are you just...
And a composer?
All right, bro, okay. Never mind.
So I appreciate all your hard work, Jabbar. Thank you.
I'm not going to say I did it. They are an anonymous contributor.
Anonymous. Though,
yeah. They. I did pay them anonymously. So they, you know.
All right.
All right. What's this movie?
All right, movie fans. We have a hot one today. All right. I had a lot of choices. I watched a lot of movies. I watched a lot of series as well. So I didn't want to continue to bore everyone with Shogun and things like that. I watched Napoleon.
Our audience said they liked Shogun and they wanted to hear more of your energies about it.
That's right. Yeah, I actually did hear that. Yeah.
Oh, God. See, I don't get any feedback. I would have been ready with Shogun, but I will be ready next time. Instead, I really concentrated more on movies. I did see Napoleon. I'm not giving a review on that, but I will say, if you're in for a few beers, glasses of wine, maybe a cheese tray, a few desserts, and you don't want to move out of your chair for 3 hours, it's a great movie. It's more of a love movie, war epic. I'll say that. And I'm going to leave it at that because I had to watch it in three sittings. It's three weeks. So long.
I was at mom's last weekend, and she was watching it with our aunt, Riche. And they were over there for like 45 minutes, and then come back, and they're like, yeah, so we'll continue the rest later. I'm like, what do you mean continue the rest? You were over there 45 minutes to show her one scene.
You have to take a break. Okay. It's a lot. It's a lot
you
of movies.
Finish the movie.
I did.
Yeah, you can finish movies. I think that's possible.
I finished the movie, but I don't care to review that movie.
Okay, that's not one you're reviewing. What do you have for us today?
All right, today I do have a treat. Poor Things. This is a novel based...
Oh, I'm going to take my headphones off because I don't want to hear... I don't want to be spoiled.
Go ahead. That's fine. I'll let you know when
it comes
out.
There's no spoilers. I'm just going to talk about it.
No, it's
okay.
Talk about it. Don't spoil it, though, because, you know...
I won't spoil it. This is a novel-based movie by Alistair Gray. I hadn't really heard of that writer, and they probably did more Scottish epic sort of novels. It's about a story about Bella Baxter. She's a young woman brought back to life by an orthodox scientist. She runs off with a lawyer for an adventure across the continent. So that's the generalized part of it. What essentially happens is that when this doctor, it's sort of a Frankenstein-like movie, but not really. And he reanimates or brings this woman back to life with the brain of a baby. So that tells you right now we have some adventure and excitement coming up. In the UK, the scenes were too graphic and too disturbing, as they labeled it. So they cut out some of the scenes that were left in the American version, which I had to think about.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they cut one of the scenes. I don't want to say which. That would be a spoiler. And when I thought about the scene they cut, I said, yeah, they probably should have cut it in America, too. It was very disturbing. However, they didn't, and it made for a great ride. If you're ready for a film that's going to make you feel uncomfortable, reminiscent of Frankenstein, feel highly disturbed, and find yourself despising all of the characters and then slowly cheering on most of them, you're going to love this movie. There's a lot to like about it. There's a lot to be alarmed about. There's dog, ducks, pig, chickens, and I'll leave it at that. The characters are very animated, and the lines can be very exciting. Bella Baxter is played by Emma Stone. Her lawyer friend is played by Mark Ruffalo Duncan. Willem Dafoe is Dr. Godwin Baxter, and he brings her back to life. She actually calls him God.
Well, that's his name.
No, it's Godwin.
It's same
thing. He calls him God.
Everyone, okay.
Max McCandles, and I won't say his role yet. He starts out as a student, is Rami Youssef. And Alfie Blessington is Christopher Abbott. I won't say his role either. Bella's Adventure may have been just as good of a title because she took us on a wild adventure across lots of continents. It's a tale of growth and independence, shocking, with lots of humor and excitement along the way. So, with all that said, let me say this. If you can get past the first 10 minutes, you're solid. I had to stop the movie.
Yeah, you called me 10 minutes in and were like, what is this?
And I'm like, I can't do this. It was just, and don't, if you're eating, don't watch the first 10 minutes. It's just kind of disgusting. But then it gets a little more intriguing because you're following along. I missed a really critical point because I walked out and and fortunately I was watching it with Dad. I made him watch it. And he goes, you didn't know that? And I had to go back, and once I saw what happened, I'm like, oh.
Okay, well, next time watch the
movie. I won't tell you what it was, but it was, don't walk out of the movie. You have to pay attention to it, all right? I just want to say this is an excellent movie. This is cinematic, classic perfection. I really enjoyed this movie, as crazy and as wild a ride as it was.
It's almost as long as Napoleon, too, and you finished this one.
But I enjoyed every minute, except for the first 10.
Okay.
I couldn't take my eyes off it. It's like a train wreck. You can't take your eyes off of it. And I really like the evolution of the movie from start to finish. So, you saw the movie.
Yeah, I did. And I wasn't like meaning to see it. It's just cool. Anika turned it on during work or something. And it was just on. It was a slow day. And I ended up enjoying it. I didn't know it was nominated for Oscar. I didn't know the next couple weeks she would win. She won Best Actress for that.
Yeah, she did.
You know what? And she deserved it. She really did.
Yeah, especially knowing like the other stuff she does and other, you know, she's kind of like a comedy aloof, you know, know.
Yeah. Right. No, and but she I had think a she... really good series come out last year with Nathan Fielder that's on Showtime. If you have Paramount Plus, you should watch it. It's really good.
What is
it's
it?
It's a dark comedy. It's I need to look it up. It's Emma Stone and Nathan Fielder.
Yeah, I like Emma.
The Curse. It's called The Curse. Yeah, watch that. Oh, it's okay. On Paramount Plus. Okay.
But I think the performances through the whole cast are pretty cool. I think the movie shot really interestingly. It's not, you know, movies either go to be real. Show it be like realistic or real practical or real.
No,
this one is like
it's like fantasy.
It's fantasy, but it talks about like more kind of grounded philosophical. It's kind of interesting. I like the movie. I thought it was a good movie. Yeah, I thought it was a good movie.
It's fantastical. You know,
it is
the way it was. Film is fantastical, and you're just trying to make things make sense.
Yeah, and they don't explain a lot of stuff, and then they explain the most important thing immediately. It's real weird. Right. Like, you're watching the movie, like, what is... I didn't notice it was Emma Stone, because she was so...
different, yeah.
Well, when the guy walked in, he said, what did he call... He called her... The R word we're not allowed to say anymore, apparently. But because she's
not allowed to say, okay, Joe Rogan, Jesus Christ.
Well, no, he did. I was in shock. Yeah, that was on my list of punchlines. And I said, I better not say that because I could get
you had a punchline list. Okay, you're actually preparing for the show now. Well, okay. Yeah, so, but
I thank you.
But now that the one R word joke is gone, your punchline list is empty.
No, it's not. It's not. Okay. But okay, so in one instance, right? This is in her initial.
You don't have to, I get it.
She said, well, can I do the review?
Are you gonna I thought you were done. I thought you were just trying. Okay.
I thought you were doing spoiling
stuff. Wasn't. Yeah. You just kind of took over. I must go punch that baby. That's what Bella said. There was a crying baby, and she just wanted to go punch it. And it says, let's see. So she was choosing between two men, and one of the men said, so you choose me over him? And she said, for now. Once you see the movie, you'll understand why it was so funny. And then her lawyer friend says to her,
okay, Mom, you're getting off the rails now. All right, you can't just giving me a line. Okay.
I'm giving you punchlines.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You can't take punchlines from this thing and then say, that's just taking other people's punchlines.
I'm so glad I'm not listening. I popped back in just to be sure because I knew she was going to say something that's.
Okay, know, I'm not. Mom, let people watch that stuff. You enjoyed that part, so you should probably let people like listen to the dialogue themselves. All right. So what are you going to rate it, like 1 out of 10 or?
I give it a 9 out of 10. I really enjoyed that movie.
Okay.
And one of the reasons I give it such a high rating is because it's not often you see something a little closer to original. You know, it's not original because, like I said, it's like a playoff of Frankenstein in a sense. But it has so many other elements in there that it takes you away from that. But I give it a high rating because I enjoy seeing something new, refreshing, and something different. Emma Stone earned every bit of her Oscar, and I give her a standing ovation, 3 popcorns, and 2 Coca-Cola shakes.
Okay, yes. You're still working on that rating system, but that sounds like
it's... I don't know about that one, Chief.
You know what?
I don't know about that one, dog.
I think the popcorn and drink thing is good, but I think the more drinks and popcorn means it's worse, because then you got to get up and go get the drinks and popcorn. Like, I don't want to watch this Dune 2. What am I... Can't say that word. And then,
because can you play my going? Can you play my end of my review music, and then you can keep talking about it. All right, next week I will update everyone on Shogun episodes 2 and 3, as well as what's the Halo one? Halo. Not the Halo. Halo. As well as Halo, I'm gonna watch that this weekend.
Is that starting this weekend?
No,
It already started.
Thank you, Biko. I saw it on there. I'm gonna watch it because I saw it. Okay. And I'm going to give that review
of the episode.
Of the episodes. And I might do Napoleon next time. It was a really good movie, just long. So, okay. There we go.
Oh, dang. We're on season 2, episode 7. We are behind.
7?
Yeah, it started February 8th.
Oh, wow. We are behind.
All right. Well, thanks for the review. It's appreciated.
I can tell. Yeah.
Anyone seen Dune 2 yet?
No, I haven't seen Dune 1.
Look, nope, when I went and saw Dune 1 and I walked out of there, I was like, okay, so I did waste my time. I did. And there was some stuff that was like, one, I could tell it could be cool. Except, you ever watch those like AI videos where they like this all this stuff? They're showing you a lot of stuff and nothing's happening. That's kind of the movie, right? So Dune 2, all these people are so excited about Dune 2, more than they were about Dune 1. Maybe, I don't know. I saw a guy riding a snake into a Dune 2 theater or something, right? I kind of want to see it, but then it is like risking 2.5 hours of your life for nothing to happen again. So I don't know.
You got time left. You know, they're promising that this one is better. They knew they messed up one.
Oh, well, don't they do that every time a movie
comes out? Yeah, but one. I think they saw the error of their ways. And
this is so funny y'all are saying this, because I have all the first people I've heard say they don't like that movie.
I don't care about Dune.
Here's the thing with the Dune movie. It like the first of the new movie, not the old ones, whatever. This new first movie, okay? It looks fine. And they have the aesthetics of this, like, what am I looking at? Sci-fi stuff, like imagination in front of you, vastness, and all of that, okay?
Yeah.
They have the aesthetic of space, political sci-fi, but grounded. Okay, fine. Nothing happens in the movie. And like, even when there are things happening, it's like, it's not really, there's nothing happening in the movie. And then at the end of the movie, it ends. And then you're like, oh.
Isn't like the second movie the second half of the book?
I have no clue. Didn't read the book.
Movie is the second half of the book. That's probably why that didn't make any sense.
They've done this before. They've done Dune before. We've seen Dune all the time. That's fine. Everyone knew there's a part two and a part one. They said that. But like, it was just a waste of time. But people say the second one's better. So
they do.
I'll probably go watch that after Madam Web or something.
Oh, no, that's
not. Oh, God.
And let me just say this. I have also started, it's not like gamey or anything, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yes, it's really good. Don't let Mom talk about it because I'm on
episode 10. I'm not talking about it. I'm just saying I started it. I am on episode 6, though. So I'm enjoying it. Stuff,
man. I don't know how you on episode 6. You talking about, I don't want to stay up and record a podcast. Meanwhile, how long you stay up watching TV, huh?
I stayed up to do the podcast. That's what kept me awake.
Even though you was watching what now?
All right, let me try this again. I turned it on to keep me busy until it was time for the podcast.
All right. And you watched 6 episodes?
This is going to be one of those Patreon sections that we were saving.
I did not watch this all at once. I just picked up on it from before.
I'm just going by your usual, that's all.
It's not unusual. All right. I started talking about it.
The blood
stars Danny Glover and Aya Erskine.
Okay. Danny Glover? It stars Danny Glover, Mom?
Donald.
Okay.
That's not what you said, but that's okay.
Guys.
You know what I said.
Guys. We all know Mr. and Mrs. Smith as Brad Pitt and Angelina the Jolie. Okay, what are you talking
about? Nope, it's the new one.
We do.
I know. That's what I'm saying, guys. Relax.
And before I review it, I'm going to go back and watch the initial movie, and then I can do a comparison to this.
Well, I think they're not really trying to be anything like the first iteration. So
we'll see.
Okay.
All right, guys. Hey, cool the fires. All right, no more cold wars here. All right, we're about peace. This is the 20 knots. Okay, let's go back in time. Everyone okay? Everyone happy? Let's talk about some news. All right. So as everyone knows, springtime is not the most exciting time in games. It used to be,
right?
Late winter, No.
Releases would come out.
No. Hold on.
February.
March.
No. Relax, Mom. Stop. Why are you doing that? Stop it. Okay. It used to be.
It's like when she said people are gaming less. You know.
I mean, that is true. It used to be.
Oh my fucking god.
January through to about May, June was pretty dry. Except, I mean, there's stuff come out, of course, but it was pretty dry compared to the rest of the year. And then recently, like I'd say the past 5-6 years, January you got some bangers come out, you know. I think didn't Elden Ring at some point release it in January or something like that? And
yeah, that came out January, in February.
February, you got Tekken's but now spring is just this time where it's just nothing, and all you hear about is Jeff Keighley's doing something soon. He's getting you ready for the summer games. Jeff Keighley, because that's all that happens. There's nothing going on in the spring, so we just wait for the summer stuff to come in. Light it up for us. So the point of that is there's not a lot of news to talk about. But guess what? We're going to do it anyway. That was my Michael Keaton voice.
Michael Keaton?
Round one. Fight!
All right, so...
Bathroom.
Well, I mean, his Batman voice, that's kind of...
Okay.
Did you know there's a game called Multiverses that existed and now it exists again? That's right, Multiverse coming back. Reimagine. I'm not actually sure what the difference is, but before it was just kind of like an early access thing, I guess. And now,
okay, so I can kind of I'm the fighting game dude here, right? So I'll kind of
whoa. So what am I
for the guy who taught me the fighting game stuff? But I'm more into it in current day. So
no, that was enough.
So here's the thing. Okay, so Multiverses. Now there was a little bit of false advertising here, just slightly false advertising. So this is another WB product. Before I get into this, keep that all in mind. Multiverses came out last year. Top of the year, and people really enjoyed it. It was really good. I didn't come at the top of the last year. Sorry, it came out like 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago. Game came out free. It's a free to play Smash like. It's really good. It's made by a lot of former people who like, you know, former people in like this melee community, people who play a lot of fighting games, et cetera, et cetera. So the problem is, after about 6 or 7 months of the game being playable, they took it off the store because they said, surprise, this was a beta the whole time.
Right.
Now, they initially announced the original download for the game as a beta, but then they went on to say that, like, hey, Multiverse is out. The game is out now, right? Like, you can go back and see posts about this, like, on their Twitter, on Facebook, wherever. So what happened is that WB didn't see this being profitable. And this isn't like a speculation either. Like, this is like what happened, right? So WD didn't see this being a very profitable. So they said, hey, you guys need to tuck this in and develop it for another year. So this is that whole year later. So last summer, Multiverses went offline. You can only play it offline. All your purchases were gone. If you purchased anything in the game, it was gone. So now it's back, or it's coming back rather, in May. It's on Unreal Engine 5 now. They've messed with a lot of stuff. They said they've been working on the game since they took it off, which adds up. Hopefully they have been freaking working on it. But at the same time, you know, a lot of people are kind of feel dissed by the old game. I mean, you know, because they did just take away a bunch of people's access to playing any sort of competition. But yeah, that's the gist of it. It was a game that came out. They kind of revised it and said, no, it didn't actually come out. This has been the beta the whole time. Took the game away. And then now they're like, hey, we're back. Time to play the game again. So it's still going to be free. The game's not costing any money. That's the thing. The game's still free, which is good so far. But it's yet to see.
WB.
Yeah, it's WB. So we don't know. They might end up charging for it. But so far, no, they haven't mentioned anything about charging anything for it. But it's still free. It's just, this was just a real weird way to launch a game because the game had a lot of momentum. It was played at Evo. A lot of people, you know, were really into it. A lot of Smash people were really into it. A lot of people who never really liked Smash really liked this game. I thought it was a really, really good addition to the, you know, genre, right? The platform fighting genre. But it went away. It's been gone for like a year. So people have already moved on. We've had like several major fighting game releases: Street Fighter 6, Mortal Kombat, King of Fighters, like so, Tekken. So many fighting games have come out since then. It's kind of like, oh, this might be too little, too late. But that's just my opinion on it. But yeah, WB is the one who made this call. There were some dev tweets that were deleted. There was some talk in the Discord, but that's what happened. WB made them tuck the game back in, say work on it for another year because this is not profitable. Because they weren't making any money off of it. That was their thing, right? Even though it's a free-to-play game that hadn't really gotten to release any content yet. They even sold season passes, right? Like, yeah. So that's the gist of the situation.
So right, was it released this month or
May?
No, I said earlier that they're releasing it in May. Yeah.
All right. Because one of the announcements I saw said March and then it's changed it to May.
Yeah. You probably saw the old announcement for the first version of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, here's the thing. They have a chance to be successful only in the sense that Smash Brothers will live on in Eternum just because you can play these games forever, right? But yeah. I do see a different generation of people. If this game is good, like if it's solid in the way that Smash Brothers is solid,
and it's good, it's a good game, it's fun.
Sure, but okay, so Smash Brothers, the appeal, all the characters and stuff, but it kind of did. When did the first Smash Brothers come out? Like 2001, 2000?
It was on N64, yeah.
Maybe 99, something like that. Here's the thing. The thing that made Smash Brothers, I think, as big and popular as it is the same reason Street Fighter 2 became like this big giant thing out of nowhere. It was broken. And there were like Smash Brothers literally has combos that are a side effect of glitches and movement that's a side effect of glitches that the next game, what was it, Smash Brothers, Smash or whatever, Melee, or I don't know, I don't remember which one the second one was. They just put that in there as, okay, that is how you move now.
Melee is the second one.
Melee. So they kind of went through the whole creation of fighting games in one game with the glitches and things not working, becoming, you know, if you don't know, fighting games didn't have combos. those were like an accident. They, like, frames would get cut when you push the buttons, and then boom, you got a combo. You're supposed to just hit each other one at a time, which is dumb. But that made combos, that made fighting games, that made frame data, and Smash kind of did that. It just reinvented it all over again. And I think that's why it's so popular, is because people got to experience all of that again in 15 years instead of 30, right? Multiverse, and they have to, and, you know, it's WB, but I think they need to do something to grab that Smash audience, because there's not going to be another Smash, and if there is, it's not going to be for a long time. I'm talking about, like, I'm going to be telling my grandkids about the last one kind of long time. It's going to be a while. All right? So they can do well. They just, you just have to navigate it well, because there's no other platform fighting game that is, like, big right now. Not fighting. Maybe, like...
No, not as far as fighting. I mean...
Not fighting.
I think that... And that's the thing, right? This is why WB is kind of grimy, because they're kind of banking on people really liking the fact that this is all... I mean, and I get it. This is why Smash also worked, is that, you know, it's got popular characters. So, for people who don't know, Multiversus is all WB characters, which, if you're not aware, WB owns a lot of crap, right? Like, there's
everything
a potential,
Disney
there's potential
doesn't
that Mortal Kombat
WB
characters
does.
Would come to this. Yeah. So, I think that that's, like, the strength they do have, is they do have a lot of recognizability. But I don't think that that will go that far. I feel like the game has to be good. Because that's the thing. They already did a good job getting guys who already wanted to make a Smash game, but now you just gave them a license to do it, right? Like, you basically said, okay, use our characters to do it and make sure that people come, right? That's fine. But it's just the longevity of this, right? Because, like, will there be sequels? Will this have as much longevity? Is this going to be, like, a free-to-play thing that gets updated forever? It depends, because we don't know if WB is going to find this successful or not. So, yeah, that's my only thing. Is I think the game's really solid. And there are games that have stood the test of time, right? Like, Brawlhalla is very popular. Yeah, like, Brawlhalla's me and you don't popular. Play it, right? But it's incredibly popular. It's one of the most... It's one of the only games that stands toe-to-toe with Smash as far as, like, player counts, like, daily, right? So I think Multiversus has the same potential, but as long as WB doesn't interfere too much, that's kind of the way I feel about it.
Yeah, we'll see. They could do well. All right. Hey, good luck, Multiverse.
Yeah, good luck, Multiverse. Yeah, I hope it goes good.
Fight!
All right. Listen, let's talk about real fighting games, okay? The Street Fighter, okay? Look, Street Fighter has been on, it's been out almost a year now. In a couple months, it'll be a year, Street Fighter, okay? And it's about time they released the only character that should be in every Street Fighter besides Ryu and Ken. You can even cut Ken out, besides Ryu.
Yeah, I think Ken can go.
Now, hold on. Ken is like the Scorpion of the games, okay? He can't go.
Okay, now you screwed up. No, don't do that.
What do you mean?
Scorpion's the Ryu of Mortal Kombat, okay? Don't do that.
Story-wise, sure, but use-wise, no. Scorpion is the Ken. Sub-Zero is the Ryu, because Sub-Zero is in all the games. He's in all of them. Scorpion, they take him out one time, and they're like, oh my god, why do we do this? This is the worst thing we've ever done. Let's put him back in. Same for Ken.
Yeah, exactly.
Took Ken out, like, what are we doing? Third strike, Ken. He's back. We gotta have Ken. So, Akuma.
Ken was in OG Street Fighter 3.
Was he?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Who cares? Hey, Akuma. All right? The best Shoto of all the Shotos. Technically, he is the best. Coming back to the game, he looks more... they keep turning him more and more monstery. Have you seen the trailer, Mom?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, you can look at me screen here, and Where am I? If I can. You can look at my screen. But yeah, he looks cool.
He looks strong.
He's got his big mane.
He looks better than he did in Street Fighter V. I'll give them that. He looks like they're going for the same thing, but he doesn't look as he looked kind of like trash in the last game. He didn't look very good.
Well, in the last game, I don't think he looked bad. I like the mane. I like the beastly lion thing. I like the look of him. I just feel like, at least in the last two Street Fighters, the way he looks and then the way he plays. Well, I don't know. 5 actually was okay. 4 I didn't like too much. This one, I like the look. I like everything going on here. But maybe it's time we kill Akuma. I'm sorry. I just did a 180 here.
You watching the trailer, Mom?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just cool character, but he's kind of the only bad guy left, right? I mean, what are the bad guys that we still have around?
Well, I mean, JP and Shadow Lou's still there. I mean, yeah. So, yeah, JP's he's one of the last villains left. We don't really know what his arc is this time. He killed a couple people last game, but we don't really know what his arc is this time. It's kind of interesting to see where he will fit in, especially in World Tour mode and stuff. He looks good. This is who I played the most in Street Fighter V, so I'm looking forward to this. Like I said, I'm glad that they kind of got his design a little better in this one. I like the long hair thing's okay, but this one looks better styled. I've used his classic costume a lot in the last game. So yeah.
Yeah, he's a good looking monster.
Well, he's not a monster. God. He's a human.
Oh, he looks like a monster. Then maybe he's not so good looking.
Yeah, he's not like the super most handsome guy. He's got a big nose. Where is Akuma from? They don't tell you where he's from, right?
He's from hell.
No, but yeah. He's not though. He was born somewhere. He was a human. I mean, I know he wants to be a operative demon. He wants to go to heaven and all that stuff, but he's a human. Okay, relax.
He looks like he'd been through hell.
Well, I'm excited for the ugly character. Yeah. I'm excited for him, though. I don't know. You need these kind of characters. They're hype. I guess that's why it's DLC and not just core in the game, right? Because Akuma is going to bring a lot of people into the game or back into the game or get people to switch characters. And Akuma typically is overpowered, right?
Yeah. Typically... That's
until he gets nerfed.
I'm gonna push up my nerd glasses here. He's usually supposed to be
overpowered,
but he has not been top tier as far as actually being hard to fight since the first season he came out in Street Fighter V, and then they've been nerfing the shit out of my boy. But yeah, I know.
Yeah, what's up with always nerfing the dark guys? What's up with that?
You already know. Don't ask the questions you already know the answer to.
Are they pixelist? You know? I mean, come on, man. What's Leroy? Leroy still getting nerfed? No one plays Leroy. Let's nerf him.
Yeah, people call him the worst. He's the worst character in Tekken, apparently.
He's the worst character in Tekken.
8 at the moment.
Oh boy, poor Leroy. Hope Kings.
No, but I'm excited for Akuma. He's still a part of this. This is kind of funny because Ed just came out, right? So it's kind of funny because they're kind of just going, yeah, Ed's here. Anyway, back to the Akuma show. So, you know, it's kind of, I think that this is interesting that Street Fighter got to get away with not releasing a character for 4 months and nobody said anything. And then now they, everybody's fine with it. You know, they just get to do whatever they want. So, you know, it's weird. Yeah. I just think the hate that Mortal Kombat gets is really strange. That's where I'm going with this.
I think compared to the DLC community built around the games is just different. People who play Street Fighter actually really like Street Fighter. People who play Mortal Kombat for some reason hate themselves and everyone around them, and all, like, they make so much. I mean, it's a money thing too. You make a lot of money on YouTube, like, really not liking the game, disliking stuff and talking about, but we get a character every 6 weeks, which is, I mean,
no, but you don't get it. It took way too long for Peacemaker to come out. These bombs.
But the same's gonna be with Tekken, right? Tekken's probably gonna get a new character every 2-3 months, that like it usually has been when they have their thing, and then after that you'll probably get 6 months of nothing, and then they'll reveal the next pass, and then 3 more months of nothing, and then the first characters or whatever. But it's just, I think the communities are different. I think Tekken players actually really love Tekken and other people play it. I think Street Fighter players love Street Fighter and other people play them. I think Mortal Kombat players,
They want every Mortal Kombat player to have a terrible time. They don't care about you.
They want everyone to have a horrible time. They hate you. They hate themselves.
They're mad the game doesn't play exactly the way they want it to play. So they'll, you know, bitch at the developers online all the time on Twitter and be like, well, I think this is going to be like this. Instead of, like, you know, we have a tag Mortal Kombat fighter for the first time ever. And half of y'all can't even understand what tag moves do. So now we're getting shit nerfed to the ground, and then you guys wonder why we're getting things nerfed to the ground. Anyway,
I think part of it is also that Mortal Kombat, as far as like the scope of these games, and it's the only American one, and so I don't think people are just gonna complain about Street Fighter, because I think they already feel they're just not gonna get heard in the first place. Like, the people making it don't speak the same language. They think they don't look at Twitter, they think, and they don't do that. Same with Tekken, same with Smash, right? But with Mortal Kombat, like, you say something, and like the head guy, you know, Ed Boon, he's always talking to people, he's always posting stuff, he speaks English, he is constantly out there. I think also that kind of makes people say, like, I can say all this and do all that and express my opinions that I change next week, just because, you know, it's same language, same country.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Peacemaker's cool. I did
Peacemaker's
play with
sick.
Him.
He's very good. With him. He's really good, yeah.
I think for me, because I always think, do I like 11 more or 1, and every time I like think about it, it's definitely 1. MK1.
1 is so much better. It's a better game overall.
While 11 is fun, it's so limiting in not just like the on the screen fighting, but like you're choosing moves to take in and you're choosing moves not to take in, right? But in this one, you just get all the moves. You're choosing a cameo. It's real open to what you can do, and then there's more thinking about, like, in MK11, I could get to God rank. What's the rank? I forgot. Demigod, God. Super easy, because you know you're going to fight 1 to 8 different characters people always pick, and you know exactly how to fight them and how they're going to fight. Even if they change variations, the cores of those characters are the same. But in this game, with the cameos, you kind of can't do that. Even though the core of the characters are the same, the cameos change, like, what you have to look out for. There's more to think about. But it's also more, I don't know, it's just more fun. I like MK1, even though apparently it's the worst fighting game of
all time.
It's
the best. I think MK1 is technically, like, the best Mortal Kombat game, even though, like you said, a lot of people would not agree with that. I don't know why, because it's such a good game.
I think it's all the ancillary things. Like, there's not as much customization. In Mortal Kombat 11, you got to choose the costume and the gear, and you got to save it, which is cool. I like that. I mean, even today, I bought the Scorpion costume with my crystal points or something, and I don't play Scorpion, but now I'm going to, because he has my favorite costume. Same with Smoke. Now I'm going to, because the characters reflect what my image of the characters are, or the costume is just better. Like, I pick Sub-Zero for this game, but if he didn't get
the drip, you ain't gonna pick him, right?
It kind of. Because if he didn't get that Deadly Alliance skin, I probably would have moved on to another character faster. If he didn't get the MK3 skin, I probably would have moved on to another character faster. But the reason I play Liu Kang, I like his costume. I wish he had more. When he got the hood on, that's when I was like, maybe I should go to practice mode. Because yeah,
you
like
gotta make sure you put them costumes on, because you'd be having that ugly Sub-Zero on.
Now that's racist. I know you're talking about my Dia de los Muertos costume, okay?
No, that's not the one I'm talking about. Well, yeah, Sub-Zero
stands for the Mexicans and their culture from across the sea, even though he's Japanese, Chinese. He's half Japanese, half Chinese.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that strange?
No, it's not.
It's very strange of him. Okay.
Okay, look. The character's got to look cool for me to play him. That's it. That's why I pick Katana. I like how Katana looks, but I don't play her that much because I don't like how she looks that much. I really want to play Sindel. She looks cool, but you play her too much. I play Natara because I do like Natara's costumes.
She's really
good.
That's really sad that you don't play her.
I don't pick Natara. Well, I just don't want to see the character too much because you play online, it's all Sindels. And it's like, oh, okay, I'm tired of that. Natara, I pick her. I never pick that first costume because it sucks. And if that's all she had, I would never use her. That's why I didn't use her before. She got new costumes. I use her more. I'm shallow. I think most Mortal Kombat fans are. We just care about.
I feel like a lot of us miss that customization. So that kind of makes sense. Like,
think about it. When Mortal Kombat 10 came out, what was the biggest controversy? All the women are ugly, and there are no more big boobs. That you remember that? You remember that time? In the game's life,
they said it this time too,
and so we're shallow people. We're not Street Fighter people. I mean, they're kind of the same because if Juri didn't lick toes or something, they'd lose their mind. But this is the kind of people we are.
Mom knows what we're talking about,
and I think. Yes. They need to do something about those kind of people because I like the game. And the customization part is a big part of it, but I'll still play the game, right? But I think for a lot of people,
I like the game for the game, yeah.
But I think for a lot of people in this fan base, Mortal Kombat, they need the costumes, the colors, the boobies, they like to save. This is my costume, and like being able to do that is a lot for a lot of people. So and King of the Hill, once King of the Hill becomes crossplay online, invite people, all that stuff, I think that'll help the game too. Because even though people are complaining a lot, people are still playing the game. Even though people aren't it's like people are complaining, no one's streaming the game. Well, go stream the game. People are still there.
Yeah, you go stream the game then, but bum.
Also, I'm so glad the Tekken hype is dying down. Everybody tell me how difficult this game is. Everybody tell me how, oh my God, look at this. Oh, I get it, guys. But guess what? Tekken's been here a long time. Thank you for appreciating it. Just go play it. Stop. There's a guy that makes freaking Call of Duty videos on YouTube putting out Tekken videos like, oh my God, look at, I did not know the brain levels could go, you have to think freight, like, oh yeah, you're late to the party. Stop. Don't make videos. No one wants to see this. Just go play the game. All right. It's okay. I'm happy everyone's discovering Tekken. Tekken's a great game. I like Tekken. Everyone should like Tekken. It's probably the easiest game for anyone to pick up and go, like, it makes sense when you push the buttons. You know, you do that in Street Fighter, like, nothing's happening. He's throwing a jab over and over again. It works in Tekken. Fantastic. So let's stop talking about it. Let's just get... Let's wait till Eddie comes out. Then we can talk about Tekken again.
Yeah, no, but that's just new fighting game stuff. Also, I mean, like, this is a lot of people's first Tekken. Like, and also, we are also... But also, more to your point... We are in the age of everybody's got to play every new thing. So we are also seeing a lot of people play a game they've never played before. One of the cool things I saw about Tekken being new is I saw a cool tournament. There was a Sagem's tournament that he had with a bunch of VTubers and stuff. Like, that was fun, right? But that was like people actually like taking time to learn the game, play it, not just, you know, make content saying this game is hard. Like, so, you know, not everything's going to be as cool as that, but I get it. Every time a fighting game comes out, I kind of like grit my teeth because I'm like, all right, how many dumb opinions am I going to have to hear this week about, you know, what move is broken 2 weeks into the game being new. So I kind of feel you, but also I feel like sadly that's the nature of where we are. Listen, streamers are held in such high regard that even guys like Asmongold, who didn't even like really understand or like Dragon's Dogma, can get like characters that you can use in the game, right? So like, yeah, no, that's where we are. So
not to point out one guy, but he's kind of one of the most annoying ones to watch. Because
I think he's genuinely a moron. I think he's like really stupid.
I don't know if he's a moron or not, but like, what do you play before? Wow. There are a few games he like really plays and gets into, and he can whatever. But then he'll get like a suggestion. Go play Dragon's Dogma. Go play Monster Hunter. Whatever it is, and. I just hate watching or seeing him do anything because he doesn't just do it. Like, when you go do Monster Hunter, one thing that a lot of what happened when Monster Hunter World came out, because it was just natural, people were like, okay, but what's the best weapon? Okay, great, but what's the best armor? But that's just not how the game works. And then when you play the game more, you realize, oh, that's not how the game works. And, oh, there is no leveling up. And, oh, there is no, like, experience in the game. You have to just get better at the game. You have to just choose what you like. Watching this guy play the game, it's like, even though he's got, like, 1,000 people on the screen telling him, that's not how this works. The guy's like, what do I pick up? It's like, just play the game. I don't know. I don't care. Why are we talking about streamers? Hey, you know a game we should talk about?
3 times 1. What is it?
3!
Yeah. That's a magic number.
Helldivers.
All right. Well,
this is a game, okay? Mom, you know Starship Troopers?
Yes.
Imagine that's a game. That's Helldivers. Mm-hmm. Okay? And now, in the past week, I've gotten into what's called the Helldiver community, if that's what you want to call it. This is crazy. These people are ridiculous in a good way. All they do all day, constantly, is talk about the Major Order. All the developers do all week is release new content and leak their own content. And all the content creators do all week is talk about how much they love everyone. I've never seen this with all these game, this game, any game, where everyone just absolutely loves everything that's happening. And then when they don't love everything that's happening, the devs just talk directly to them and then they change the stuff and update it.
Yeah.
Right now, we just got the new... this is the first update and the second patch of the game. The game's been out for about 5 weeks now. We got new mechs. Well, we got mechs. We didn't have mechs before. We got new guns. If you buy a battle pass, it stays forever, so you don't have to worry about like clearing it out immediately. You can clear it out whenever you want. But like, it's just, it's the way, you know, I'm topical. And when I brought up live service games last week and started World War IV, it was for a reason. Because I knew in my heart the aura of the universe's point is here. This is quite possibly top tier live service game right here. It's just doing everything right. They update the game in...
That's like, it. They update the game. I think we can stop right there.
It's okay, like the mechs.
Right? If you compare it to something like Suicide Squad, yeah, they update the game. That's pretty sick.
Well, don't let's not look at failures. Let's look at things that are not failures. What's the game? Shooty, boom, run around. Fortnite, Apex Legends. If there's something new that comes to the game, there's like a tweet and a press release and a thing in the game. Like next week, we're adding Power Rangers skins, right? And then next week comes, yeah, and the Power Rangers skins, you can get them. But this game, it's like people are whispering things like, I think we're going to be able to drive mechs. Wouldn't it be cool if we could drive mechs? And then one day somebody just finds a mech in the map sitting in a hole, and they get in it. And then the next day, more people find them. And then so in the game, the developers are developers in real life, but in the game, they're like the government people of the planet. And so they release a flyer in the game that's like, this planet that makes mechs is under attack. And if we want to get mechs, we got to go and help the planet. So like all millions of the players go to the planet, do the missions, and we could fail the mission and never get it, or we can pass it and then everyone gets mechs. And that's what happens. Same now, we're like destroying all the bugs and all this stuff. It's just real fun. It's a real fun live service game. It's really active. It's never stale. The updates are very meta. They make sense in the game and outside the game. So yeah, it's been fun to play.
It's really good. I'm really enjoying my time. I actually played some solo for the first time in a while a few days ago, and it's just exciting. Every like mission's really, really exciting. Like, it's just, there's always something happening. The actual missions are fun. The community interaction is good, and every time you log on, there's a different goal, and it's not exactly like just headshot five people or something. Like, they do have goals like that, but like, you know, you might want to get more research, you might want to do a specific mission. You're always attacking a specific part of the unit, the galaxy. So season 2 just started. I think, like, it started. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. People are starting to see flying insects in the game popping up.
Yes, I saw that.
Rare random places. They're about to kill one of the factions in the game once everyone activates the anti-terminated towers and all the planets, which is halfway through. If you do want to play the game, you have to, like, it's a live game. So right now there's a mission where you have to activate these pesticide towers on 4 planets. And everyone's working to do this. 2 of the planets are already done. Probably a 3rd one is already done now, and the last one is left. If you don't play it by then, you're going to kind of miss out on it. So there's a bit of FOMO, because once the mission is done, it's done. It should be gone.
Yeah, it's done.
And not available. So if you haven't played it, you should get on and play it to experience those things. But it's just cool. Everyone's working together.
I think that's what makes it successful. It's like they're getting instant feedback. They're quickly turning things around to give them what they want. That's pretty neat.
Well, it's not just giving people what they want. They just communicate. Like, people were upset that they nerfed their guns. So at some point, when you get to the high level, there's a rail gun, which almost everybody would take with them, and a shield, which everyone would take with them, because that's the way to kill the big enemies fastest and everything. The developers don't want that. Developers want everyone to choose from all of the guns and do all of the things. So they nerfed it, knowing that they're about to also give you pilotable Gundam machines, right? So, but they told us, mostly, some stuff they didn't tell us, but they tell us that they're changing it. They tell us why, and then they give us more. They don't just make the game harder or make it easier. It is truly balancing of the game. So that's good. I'll probably play after the podcast if you guys can hurry it up. Oh my god!
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's a fun game. If you haven't played it yet, especially if you have a PlayStation or a PC, it's only like $40, and it goes on sale pretty often. So there's not really an excuse not to play it, right? Like, it's fun. Just play it. Turn it on. If, as you can tell, Shavar actually plays this game, so that's how you can tell it's good.
Oh, Mom. Okay. Mom has no clue. Wow. This is the trailer. If you watch the screen, this is the trailer. You've seen it before. It'll probably remind you of, because it is.
You still have the lion face man up there.
The lion face man.
Stop the stream. Should be up there. It's playing right now.
She said, woof.
She said, yeah, well. Wow. Anyway, it's a great game. I think it's super fun. You can do missions that take... Yeah, you can do missions that take, like, 10 minutes to missions that take a whole almost an hour. And it's just fun. And you get better as you play. Your equipment is... It's not very customizable. I hope they add more customization to your equipment. That would be cool. But outside of all that, I think the game... It's fun. I played a lot of it recently.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good game.
It looks good. It's a good-looking game.
That's a good-looking game.
Yeah,
it is. But that's not the trait.
Yeah, it plays really good. It plays good, too.
Yeah, it does play. It plays really smooth. Well,
we're going to give you that chance to play.
Well, look, hey, listen. Like I said, there's not much news going on here. I told you everything that would be happening before. So you shouldn't be too surprised. Not a lot of news. But hey, thanks for sticking around. Change is coming to the show, hopefully. We'll figure that out at some point. Thanks, Mom, for your review.
You did
a great job.
Thank you.
You know, this is what we like, improvement. You know, everyone's got to go through the paces.
Don't belabor it. Thank you.
What was all that?
I was going to, I had an applause, but now I just have a laugh. So at some point.
Interesting.
You don't like the air horn?
I like it. It is indeed an air horn.
Yeah.
This one's good too, but I feel like if I ever use it, you'll both hate me.
Like,
it's mean.
Loser thing. Yeah.
No one can take a joke, right? All right. Well, thanks for listening to the show. You guys, before we go, any recommendations? No? Okay.
Heavily recommend, like Mom said, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's really good. If you liked Atlanta, you'll probably like it. It's not exactly like that, but it's the same writers, same director. So I think it's really cool. It's really fun. Really fun show. And watch some Akira Toriyama anime this week, or play Dragon Quest or something.
Okay. Right. I've got no recommendations. Just everyone get ready for Easter.
So they're happening on Easter?
No, okay. I'm just... No, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant like... You know.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I don't know. That's kind of scary.
Yeah. Because it's coming like every year.
Oh, when is that eclipse thing? By the way, okay, Biko, you're
April
here.
8th. Actually, April
we'll do this
8th.
We'll do this after the podcast. Hold on. All
right,
yes, thanks
let's
for listening.
Do it after.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.